at this time of the year, Malaysia, through the Department for Veterinary Services over there, usually gives out a certain number of breeder permits, and it runs for usually a couple of months of the year around now in the lead up to Ramadan, because most of these importers can then mix it with a shipment of feeder or slaughter cattle to go up there alongside the breeders.
And so how big's the order this year?
Not exactly sure of the numbers. We've got one going out towards the end of the month for about 1,250 breeders. And I notice there's a few other exporters with cattle floating around Darwin that have got the Malaysian breeder tags in them.
Yep.
So, and it'll probably go on for a couple of months.
I've heard from some it could be 18,000.
Couldn't tell you that whether that's right. If it is, it's a big number for Malaysia. A lot of cattle also go out of Broome up to Malaysia, so unless they're picking up a part of it, we're just dealing with a couple of customers up there, and that's around the number for us.
Once the breeders are there, where are they destined to?
Most of them are under palms, and you know they'll send. We're also sending a few bulls up there. And it's just to work in with the local farmers to increase their breeding herd and just helps everyone out. So the palm oil plantation people can employ the locals, and that's where most of these end up. But like I say, in the lead up to Ramadan, Malaysia usually has a few orders out for slaughter cattle and feeder cattle, or more than they would in the other months of the year. So it's a good chance to mix the shipments up. That's part of the problem. For exporters to go to Malaysia is shipping space. You know, they're usually looking for around, you know, 1,500 to 2,500. The ships are a bit bigger, so these are great to fill the ships up. So what will happen is, you know, you get your order for 1,000 breeders or 2,000 breeders, and then you also can top it up with, you know, 1,000 feeder steers to go into the feedlots up there.
So for cattle producers here in northern Australia, what are the specs that Malaysia is looking for?
It's very similar actually to an Indonesian feeder heifer. It's sort of around that 280 to 350 to 370 kilos. They obviously have to be entire, and they prefer the straight colours. So it's, you know, the grey, the good greys and the reds, honeys, but definitely no blacks or brindles. Yeah, they've got to be straight and very, you know, clean in the head and good quality heifers.
As an exporter, has it been easy for you to find this type of cattle?
Yeah, there's plenty of good heifers out there.
Yep.
We filled ours very quickly. And we've had a good result, so they're all in the yards now. All the blood tests are sitting at the lab, so we're ready to go on about the 20th.
And also, just finally, I'm keen to know from you, Ashley James, in all your years of doing live exports, have you ever seen such diversity in the markets that are available to northern cattle producers?
No, I think it's getting much better. You know, Vietnam is going to be a great market for northern producers. Also, you know, if we can keep ticking into Malaysia, obviously everyone wants to look at China, and there seems to be a lot of work being done there from the Alex side, Live Corp, MLA, along with DAF, and that market. You know, when it does become available for us to ship into, I think it'll be great for the north. Along with Vietnam, you know, the numbers going into Vietnam are just huge compared to where it was, you know, 2.5 years ago with a couple of thousand going up there. Now there's regular shipments, and also good for the buffalo guys. You know, there seems to be quite a few buffalo heading up there.